We're doing the Chazon Ish, Emunah u'Bitachon. We're up to the third chapter, the 22nd paragraph. Hinei kibbutz ha'malot ma'asim tovim. When we speak about the unification of this heightened status and good deeds, when a person can have all these different wonderful traits, shemitichdim ba'adam echad, when we find them unified in one man, mitchalfim b'shimush ha'lashon mishem ha'peula l'shem ha'toar. So suddenly we switch from a description of an action to the description of the person, from being a verb to being an adjective. Yes, a verb is an action word, and an adjective is a descriptory term. So when you have the unification of these traits, it changes from being a verb to being an adjective. Kmo shem tzadik. For example, you use the word tzadik. Now you're talking about a person who's a tzadik. Chassid, chacham, shehadam amtoar be'achad ha'shemot ha'elu, when a person is described with one of these names, ya'id alav shmo, the name testifies about the person, al atmadato b'masim tovim, tmidut amitit, that he is consistently, in a true way, he is consistently doing these good deeds. Ve'yiched et mirtzo magamato, and he has focused his enthusiasm and his goal in life, l'shmirat ha'tov v'livroach min ha'ra'ot. He has focused his enthusiasm and his actions on maintaining good and fleeing from evil. V'yasim et avodato yitbarach l'tachlit chayav, and he makes the service of Hashem the goal of his life. U'masat nafsho kol hayamim, and that's what he aspires to throughout his days. V'hinei min ha'Torah min ha'Nevi'im u'min ha'Ketuvim u'min divrei Chazal. When you look at Tanakh, when you look at the words of our sages, Kishem Tzadik, Chassid, Chacham, these three names, Tzadik, what we might call righteous, Chassid, what we might call pious, Chacham, what we might call a wise man, Yunach Alish Umamala, we use those terms over someone who's on a high level, Ahuv Lifnei HaMakom Yitbarach, one who is loved by God, blessed be he, Uvchir Enoshut Al Pnei Chaled, and he's the unique, the chosen one among mankind. V'im nachkora v'nimtza ta nimtzaim bo min ha'malot v'agdolot asher yinchilu et shem ahuv lefanav yitbarach v'asher yismach bo yotzro yitbarach. And if we look into this person and we find that he has all these elevated traits that grant him this name to be loved before Hashem, that he is one who God loves, as nedat derech ahava lefanav yitbarach sheyitneg ba'adam. He says, you emulate him, and you'll learn the path to be a tzaddik, a chassid, a chacham. And that's a very good piece of advice. Very often, we look for books that will guide us how to behave. In my life, I have found that I've learned more from people than from books. When I've seen people who have good traits, I've learned more from them how to acquire those traits than from the books that describe those traits. You see a masmid, you see someone who's diligent in his study, you understand what it means to be diligent. You see someone who's really humble, you understand what it means to be humble. You see someone who's kind, you see. There are traits that you can learn about, but in my experience, I've learned more from people than from books when it comes to acquiring traits. I've tried numerous times to have chavrutot who I found have traits that I emulate, that I'd like to acquire. Sometimes you have a chavrusa who you learn from their knowledge. I have tried to also have chavrusas who I learn from their traits. You know, it's interesting. Very often we stereotype, and we do it in a bad way. But sometimes stereotyping is a good thing too. Everyone here in this room is Ashkenazi. No? You're Sephardi? Ah, okay. So, I don't know if you noticed, but very often there are certain traits that run in a certain culture. That's Ashkenazi culture emulates and develops in a natural way certain traits. And then there are traits which you can find in the Sephardi culture more common than in the Ashkenazi culture. There are traits that the Ethiopian culture develops that the Ashkenazi and Sephardi don't develop. Look around you, you'll notice. A friend of mine once pointed out to me, he had a chavrusa who was Ethiopian, and he said to me, I've never seen tranquility among Ashkenazim and Sephardim like you can find among Ethiopians. They can sit there calmly, peacefully, happily, without feeling a need to be doing something every minute. And that's something to learn from them. So that's also something to think about. I have a Sephardi Chavrus every night, and there are certain traits I try to learn from him, that I feel that as an Ashkenazi, the culture I grew up in doesn't develop those traits. So that's what to learn from. The Talmud tells us in Tractate Bamakama 48b, Shimon am Suni v'amila Nechemia am Suni hayadoresh kol etin shebatora. Famous Gemara, Shimon am Suni, otherwise others say it was Nechemia am Suni, he used to learn, he used to derive, anytime you find the word et in the Torah, anytime it says the, so that he would say that's coming to teach you something, and he'd learn something from it. Kivan shehigia le'et Hashem Elokecha tira, when he reached the verse that says, et Hashem Elokecha tira, Hashem your God, you should fear him. So there you have the et, before Hashem's name. So he said, what could it come to include? There can't be anything to include. Once it says God, that's talking about God. Nothing else. Piresh says that he stopped. He said, okay, I'm wrong. He called in all the students. He said, erase everything I taught you about this drasha. Must be I'm wrong, because I can't figure out this one. I got everything else in the Torah, but this one, no. So it must be they're all wrong. So they said to him, Rebbe, what? You're going back on everything you taught in this venue? He said, yes. Kishem shekibalti sachar al adrisha, famous line, Shimon HaMsuni said, just like God gave me wages for this drasha, for teaching this derivation all this time, kach hakabel tzachar al aprisha, so too God will pay me back, because now I'm saying it was wrong, and I'm taking it all back. So to have the courage to stand up and tell everyone I was wrong, I take it all back. Well, you're going to get the same tzachar for that. Ad sheba Rabbi Akiva velimed et Hashem lokech atira l'rabot tamidei chachamim, until Rabbi Akiva came along and taught that even there you could darshan et Hashem lokech atira to include Talmidei Chachamim. Lamadnu, what we've learned is, ki ha'ishiyut ha'yoter chamuda v'yoter me'ula me'akarat ha'Torah hi ha'ishiyut ha'ruya li'ikare b'shem Talmid Chacham. We see that when a person is cognizant of the Torah, and he's on a level of connection with the Torah, what's he called? Talmid Chacham. Rabbi Akiva says, et Hashem Elokecha tira, comes and teaches us a Talmid Chacham as well. V'asher la'ish ha'yekar ze yirsha Rabbi Akiva la'atzmo la'ashvot mora'o le'mora shel makom baruch hu. You see, Rabbi Akiva was willing to say, et Hashem Elokecha tira is teaching us you should have that much respect for one who's learned of Torah. It's coming to include him too. Shimon HaMsuni took a step back. He said, I don't know what to say. Well, who else can you include? It says, have awe of God. That's it. Who else can be included? Rabbi Akiva said, no. Someone who's reached that level of Talmid Chacham should have awe of him too. V'l'rabokto b'kra d'et Hashem. Rabbi Akiva was willing to include him in that verse of et Hashem lokech atira. He said, that word et, just like every other time it says et in the Torah, it's including something else. That's what it's including here. ואם כן איפה, אם נדע את הקניינים החמודים אשר על ידם קנה שם תלמיד חכם. So if we would only know, how do you get that status of תלמיד חכם? What tools do you use? נדע את המעשים הסגוליים החביבים לפניו יתברך במעשה אדם ובהנהגתו על פני הארץ בצבא ימיו. So when you can analyze and know and learn those tools, you're basically learning the actions which God cherishes. That God has given us life on this planet to behave a certain way. You want to know how to do it? Look at the Talmid Chacham. Look at what he had to do to get there. If Rabbi Akiva was willing to say, et Hashem Elokecha tira includes the Talmid Chacham, it's obviously that someone that's close to Hashem. Well, how did he get there? Look at him. Learn from him. See his behavior, and from that you could learn what's the behavior that'll get you there. And the Chazon Ish is taking us from Emunah to Bitachon, to Torah, to the concept that Torah and Halacha are where we apply the Emunah and Bitachon, And now he's taking us a little bit further down the road, and he's discussing the traits, the behaviors that will lead a person to these titles of Talmid Chacham, Chassid, Tzaddik. Look at them and learn from them, emulate them. And that's easier said than done. I'll give you a small example. 3 years ago, Machon Meir had a special event. Now, at the end of the year, they had an event where they gathered all the staff together. They rented out a hall. They wanted us all to see one another. We never get to meet. There's a tremendous amount of staff that I've never met. You know, I don't know, people from the French department. Sometimes we get to spend Shabbos together when the whole Machon goes out. And if I know the French department, I don't know the web room department. This is a huge organization. So they rented out this hall for a morning breakfast. And they had about 200 people there. One of the things they did was they brought speakers, and they also brought a video of the famous alumni of the Machon. Machon Meir has tens of thousands of alumni. And they interviewed many of the alumni, those that head yeshivas today, different people in different positions throughout Israel. One thing kept on coming up in every interview. So they're interviewing tens, if not hundreds of people. And in every interview, people would say, the thing I remember most is Rav Begun's warm smile when I entered the yeshiva. His warm smile, that's what got me started. And this kept coming up in all the interviews. Now, no one was told what they should say. These were interviews that were put together as part of this video. So I walked away from that day and I said to myself, wow, what a lesson. Okay, so Rav Begun's warm smile is what helped people grow. I have to learn from that, right? It's been 3 years and I'm still a work in progress. When a new face shows up here, I try real hard and I'm not Rav Begun. I'm still working on it. So sometimes you see something and you say, I want to emulate that. That doesn't mean it happens overnight. You keep working and you keep working and you keep working and hopefully you get there. We all have our strengths, we all have our weaknesses. The Chazon Ish said a formula that sounds simple. Look at someone, look at the trait, emulate it. It's not that simple. Sometimes you can see it. That doesn't mean you can apply it. Okay? That's the work we all have to do.